Good morning. It is Sunday, April 28th, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, quite a bit of work going around town. Last week we talked about the state putting in those braille pads on crosswalks. And this past week we saw quite a bit of paving activity in the area of 5th Street and Carolina Way. What is happening there and what's to come?
Well, we had appropriated funds to pave 5th and Carolina Way. And the strategy is to make sure that around Kelsey Hutchinson Founders Park, we have, you know, good road access. Bryson Construction Company this week was involved in paving those areas. One of the things that will be coming up next will be we will be striping the parking spaces again and, you know, the side edges of the road. I was talking to our town engineer and public works director, Lamar Nix, about this striping issue this past week. And he said that back in the old days, going back a while, they used to use an oil base and if you will, lead-based paint. Mm-hmm. And when they striped the roads, the paint stayed there for a long time. But there are new regulations now with the environmental concerns where they use water-based paints. So the striping looks great when they come in and put it down, but it doesn't last as long. Right. So be prepared. We had the same thing happen on Maple Street just a couple of years ago. But we've got those projects underway. And then in the future planning and our new budget, we've got more road paving on the way, Colossagia, possibly Hickory Hill, Oak Lane, and then Satula. So I think the feeling of the board is that we need to really become aggressive now with getting some roads paved and not continue to fall behind on maintaining roads that need to be resurfaced.
Mr. Mayor, when I moved down here from Canada, I did not expect snow in late April, but snow in late April is what we got the last weekend, and that put the temporary kibosh on the Plateau pickup, moving it to yesterday with much more favorable weather.
That's right, and we had a great turnout, and I want to thank all of the volunteers that get out on the roads and in the streets in town and pick up tremendous amounts of litter and trash that accumulate over the winter months. It was a great day. This year we had a breakfast and kind of an orientation and an assignment event at the park before we went out on the roads. And then we had, again, that great community picnic after we had collected all the trash at noontime. So it was a great day. I want to thank several people, Bob Joltika and Beverly Wickman of the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber always does a great job in coordinating this Highlands Plateau cleanup. And then I want to thank one of my good friends and a great volunteer in Highlands. He's involved in the car show. He works with the Chamber, and that is Steve Mader. Steve worked with me all this week, and we mapped out the assignments and marked where people could pull off and do the trash collection. And since we were covering Highway 28, 106, and the Gorge Road, and 64, and Foreman Road, and Hicks Road, and things around town, it becomes a pretty complicated process to make sure that everyone gets to a place where trash needs to be picked up. So I just want to express my appreciation for everybody in the community. In addition to that, we had the U.S. Forest Service providing folks to haul the garbage to critical points where we could take it to the landfill. We had the Macon County Sheriff's Department and the Highlands Police Department on patrol trying to slow traffic down. And then we had our sanitation workers here in the town of Highlands that once all of the massive bags of trash pile up, they take care of it very quickly and get it to the transfer station and to the landfill. So it was just a great community effort, and I really appreciate everybody's work on this important activity during the spring.
Mr. Mayor, you had your community coffee this past Friday, and you had a special guest. We'll get to that in just a moment. But you had another guest, maybe an unexpected one. When I tease this show, I always say, you know, we talk about things happening at town hall, around town, and things outside of town that affect the town. And you had a guest representing the United States federal government.
That is correct. And it was a very important and very special guest. And her name was Jan Miley, and she is head of conducting the United States Census, which is about to happen in, you know, 2020. And she came and talked to the group about the possibility of people becoming a part-time worker or a full-time worker for the U.S. Census. and she's recruiting people. She will need people to apply, and I have all that information. It'll be at the counter at Town Hall, and I encourage people, if you are interested, I even view it almost as a volunteer type of position, although they pay, I think, starting at $13 an hour. But it's very important that we have a very effective census with a very accurate account. As I was telling the group, and Jan was, you know, nodding her head and said, absolutely, if we miscount or undercount in the town of Highlands, Macon County, Jackson County, Cashers, just anywhere, when you undercount during the census, you pay for that for the next 10 years, because so many grants and support from the state and federal government is based on how many people you have in your community. So I've read many stories about where people did a sloppy census and undercounted by thousands of people, and it really hurts the financial bottom line for a community if you don't get this right. So I encourage people who are interested to come by Town Hall and pick up the application. Jan was saying it's pretty easy to apply. You can do it online.
Well, Mr. Mayor, as I alluded to earlier, you had a special guest at your community coffee, one that was planned, and I've been teasing this show for folks that couldn't make it to the community coffee that they could listen and you'd give a recap. But you've actually done one better. You've actually brought me your special guest this morning.
Absolutely. And it is a very special guest who's really connected to this community. I had as our guest at the community coffee on Friday, Jackie Medlin, who is the president and chief nursing officer for the Highlands Cashiers Hospital. We've been working together for a number of years on, you know, community concerns and initiatives and so forth. And, you know, as I said to the folks at the coffee, you know, we went through a period of transition where Mission was sold to HCA. As a family, we had some, you know, disagreements and concerns. We worked through those issues, and now we have a new affiliation with HCA. And as the mayor, I think it's just absolutely important that we now come together as a community and work together to support our Cashiers Highlands Hospital, and Jackie did a wonderful presentation to the audience at our coffee and answered questions and gave us a great update about what's new and exciting at the hospital.
Well, Jackie, thank you for joining us this morning. It's a pleasure to meet you, and you've had probably a very busy 6 months to a year as this whole HCA acquisition of Mission has come into play. And now, you know, people were worried about what changes might happen, but I hear there are a lot of positives about this new partnership, this new ownership, and you told some folks at the community coffee what some of those were, and I'd hope you could share some of those with our listeners.
Sure, I'm happy to, and, you know, thanks, Mr. Mayor, for inviting me to this conversation. So I guess the first thing that I want to say is, you know, for the people in this community, healthcare shouldn't feel any different to them. You know, we are still Highlands Cashiers Hospital, a member of Mission Health, and we are still standing ready to serve in the exact same way we did yesterday. The difference is that we now are partnering with one of the most successful national health systems, and we have the benefit of learning from their business acumen and their growth and strategic ideas, and I think that will make us much stronger as we move into the future.
So did the acquisition by HCA bring any new services or programs to the Highlands Cashiers Hospital?
Well, that's a very good question. I think it's too early to expect that of our new partners. What I do want to really announce and celebrate is that we're beginning to leverage some very, very talented physician providers throughout the Western region. So we now have some doctors that are coming up from both Angel Medical Center as well as Transylvania Regional Hospital to provide clinic services on our campus. And for the longest time, we didn't have those services available. And the community has been very, very vocal in what they want and what they need. And they don't want to be traversing down the mountain to have a colonoscopy, for example, or to go for a routine urologic visit. So I'm very, very happy to say that we now have a vein clinic that is available via a robot in our clinic. We have urologic services that are available every other week up here. We have cardiology services that are available every other week. We now have a proceduralist who can come up and do colonoscopies. So, you know, no longer do you have to worry about getting prepped and finding your way all the way down the mountain. You can do it in the comfort of your own community. So I'm really excited because HCA has a real eye for growth. And they have a real eye for serving the needs of the community. And I expect that some of that programming is only going to expand over time.
Well, Jackie, it's almost impossible for an episode of this show to pass without having a mention of broadband. So I'm going to usurp the mayor and ask about that. As you know, we're developing a broadband network in this community. How important is that to the future of healthcare?
Well, again, that's another good question. And as I said in the community coffee, I congratulated the mayor and all the community leaders who really had this vision for broadband. I think that broadband and the ability to bring healthcare services into the homes of the residents is going to be so critical moving forward. What we're realizing in healthcare is that so many people don't have access for a whole host of reasons. And if we really strengthen the infrastructure throughout these communities, right, at large, even beyond Highlands, our community members are going to benefit. The changes that are happening in healthcare right now are unprecedented. And as the mayor said in the coffee, you know, truly healthcare is right in the palm of your hands, right? Mm-hmm. You can see a physician now through a smartphone. And I expect that that's only going to expand and grow with time.
Well, besides your role as president of the hospital, you're also the chief nursing officer. Recently in the media, there's been some negative reporting, or at least negative comments about nursing, but you've got a lot to crow about nursing coming up.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, you know, nursing has long been regarded as one of the most trusted professions in our entire country. In fact, the Gallup poll measures that every year. And, you know, it's a shame, some of the negative press that we've been hearing as of late, but if you have ever been at the hands of a nurse who's cared for you personally or somebody that you love, you know how important a nurse is to your health and well-being, particularly if you happen to find yourself in a hospital. So every year, there is a week that is set aside to celebrate nursing and all the gifts and talents that men and women throughout our country bring to the care of patients and families. So we're doing a lot of fun things. We're, you know, doing, you know, nursing bingo, and we're having an annual recognition event and gift baskets and games and all sorts of things to really not only thank them, but also honor them.
Well, Jackie, I was out of the hospital this past week for some testing, and I noticed that a lot of the construction that was going on over the past few months seems to have wrapped up. What's happening? What's new out there?
You know, when anybody asks about the construction that has occurred over the past 12 to 16 months, it makes me smile. The reason being is we've had so many generous individuals who've contributed to the success of Highlands Cashers Hospital over almost six decades. And as we were contemplating this transaction, our local foundation and our donors said, you know what, we want to keep giving. We want to keep giving because we want to make sure that this hospital is everything we need it to be for this community. And so we've done all sorts of things. We've remodeled the inpatient rooms. You will actually see that the inpatient corridors look fresh and contemporary. The emergency department, of course, is state of the art. The Eckerd Living Center has also been remodeled, and so now we have this wonderful care team matched with this beautiful environment of care in which to serve our residents. And then last but not least, we opened our helipad. So for the past 4 to 5 years, if there was a patient that needed to be emergently transported down to the Asheville campus, what we had to do is take them down to a local ball field, and we had to employ the services of EMS. And as you can imagine, there's some delays associated with that. Mm-hmm. And now, if somebody needs emergent attention and we can access the helicopter, it's available right outside our emergency room. And it is just a beautiful pad and a credit, again, to one of our very generous donors in the community.
That's fantastic. And that will do it for us on this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor and Jackie Medlin for joining us this morning, and we all wish you a pleasant Sunday.